Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey there, everybody. It's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur this week and so much more. But let me remind you that you can see this video when it's coming out. You will see it on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. Put it up. Don't forget also to get over to clarissaburt.com where we have our digital magazine. Again, it is In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And as entrepreneurial, especially women, we like to keep up and keep abreast of our spiritual health, of our mental health, of our self-care. We also are not always good at hitting the mark. And I am so thrilled then to have this next guest who's going to come in and talk to us about that and so much more. We're going to be talking about her book as well. And there she is, Lise Wilcox, right? Yep, I got it. Okay, so great to have you on board. So much here to unpack and to talk about. You are really no nonsense. I see that sign behind you that says you are lovely, but I have a feeling that within the first 5 minutes that you get your hands on somebody, you're taking the really, really deep dives because you've been there, you've done it, you've seen it, you're a breast cancer survivor, you divorced, you also, I don't know exactly what happened, but you're a survivor of something from a long time ago. And that makes you an extraordinarily powerful woman.
Thank you.
I really have to say, when I was doing my research on you, I love these kind of interviews because we always get so much from people that had been through, let's call it the ringer in life. Many have, some haven't been as much, but I got the impression with you that, you know, you walk the walk, you talk the talk, and the people that you work with know that before they start working with you. Tell me what that means, what that feels like when they start working with you, because I'm wondering if a lot of women are going to go, oh my God, I'm going to start working with Lise, right?
I get that all the time. That was like such an empowering introduction. And I really just want to take a second to say thank you. I really appreciate it. It's really nice to feel seen. And that is the nature of my work, is that I really work with high achieving women and I help them feel seen. And it's kind of a meta experience because, as you know, when you're at the top of your game, people assume that you're fine and they assume that you have it all figured out. And they assume you don't need help or that you never have self-doubt. Like, I just laugh through that one. They assume you never have self-doubt. They assume you never feel like an imposter. And so when they meet you, they tend to say things like, oh my God, I am so intimidated by you. But like in the best way, like I'm terrified by you. And it's like, wait.
But that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing because it means they're ready to do the work. They're ready to roll up their sleeves and do the hard work. When you on your website, Lise, say something like, I help high achieving women figure out their shit and I'm not just another fucking coach. Exactly. I'm not thinking, I'm just saying.
I call it compassionate call out. You know, like, I think it's so important. There's so much in the coaching and the self-help industry. There's so much fluff. There's so much toxic positivity.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are so many people, as in any industry, who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And when I work with somebody, I want to get to the heart of it. Whatever we're experiencing is never what we're actually experiencing as the problem. There's so much deeper stuff that we keep masking or we keep filling a void, or, you know, we've learned we had to prove ourselves to somebody. So we keep repeating patterns.
Yeah.
And you get to this point in your life when you've checked off all the boxes and you're like, why do I feel like shit? Like, how am I making multiple six things and I still feel like shit? And it's like, because you haven't ever dealt with the emotional shit at the base of it. And that's my superpower.
Well, I think a lot of it is the emotional shit that people are dealing with. It pushes them to be such high achievers. But as you say, right, you didn't deal with all the stuff along the way. And sooner or later, that stuff's going to bite you in the ass. It just
And then you have this internal conflict. You're like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You know, what am I going to do with this? Oh, shit. It's the same thing that's helped me. And so I'm a great integrator to give you this, like, permission to be this holistic version of you because it feels good to be you. Not
great word, permission. Why do women still in this day and age need, I mean, after all of the movements there have been up to the Me Too, I take my hat off to the younger, girl generations that are really plowing through all of this. Why is it that women still need so much permission, for God's sake?
This is a little bit wooey, but we actually, it's still fact. We hang on to stuff in our bloodline. We hang on to stuff generationally. Mm-hmm. It gets passed and passed and passed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the higher achievers, a lot of the leaders were the cycle breakers or the pattern breakers. So typically, if you have a lot of shit happen in your life, it means you're kind of here interrupting a generational pattern. Right. It's not very pretty, but it's incredibly powerful because you halt it. You only halt it when you have the courage to really tap into what you're feeling and take action on how to resolve that.
And I kind of wonder how much of this, and you know, it's great that you say that. I wonder how much of this is really passed forward, even at a cellular level.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, what we got from grandmom and mom and all, you know, and media and all the rest of that. So with media is a whole nother interview I need, you know, to take a deeper dive into because, you know, they really, you know, play, you know, do a number on our heads as well. But, you know, just at that, I think at that cellular level, I think that there is something, you know, even genetically, I don't know, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I'm just saying. All right. So I know that you do a lot of work. You're, you know, super certified straight across the board with NLP as a practitioner, and you use that as modality in the work that you do. Mm-hmm. I want to ask at the outset, I mean, I can only imagine, I mean, when you start working, are you working, first of all, are you working, I'm assuming you're working virtually now.
Yes. And I actually always work virtually. I've had a few local clients in person, but really we do most of it on Zoom. I actually do the bulk of my work on the phone because I feel like people are actually able to be more present when there's no video distraction.
Yeah. And so the question being, I know that there's got to be a lot of really deep stuff that starts coming up. I mean, the work that is to, and people are afraid of that. You know, people don't want to go, they don't want to take that deep dive, but they have to in order to break through. How do you help them through that process?
A deep understanding that they have to be ready to come to me first. I can't like really sell coaching. People have to come to me when they're ready to do it.
Right.
And it starts as a conversation. You know, I really embody a lot of feminine principles into my work. You know, we have a very masculine driven world of do achieve, do achieve, do achieve, do achieve, do achieve.
Right.
And I start to come back to, and what are your values? And what is your purpose? And what is the core wound that like that thing that kind of makes you want to reach for another glass of wine or that thing you think about and you immediately need to just do some quick retail therapy? What's that thing? And then let's explore that. And let's look for patterns of where that's repeated itself in different aspects or different aspects of your life or different relationships, what have you. And we start to do this like big picture context of what makes you you, what brings you joy. And we start to figure out what feels like it's off. And that's our loop. That's where we get in and really figure out what we need to do.
And I'm thinking that a box of Kleenex is not optional.
For some people, it's such an internal shift. It just kind of happens. For other people, it's very, very emotional.
Right.
Honestly, what we're talking about, I'm not a therapist. I am a master NLP coach.
Right.
We're talking about actionable therapy. It's a safe space to like figure out what happened to from the past that informs your present. And then we create an action plan to help you move forward so that your future isn't dictated by the past. You let it inform it in a really healthy, positive way.
Right. I know that you're up in Toronto, where you said that before the show. There's the website and the ticker, everybody underneath. So that if you want to get to Lise or with her or talk to her or contact her. We can do that there. And I know that we're going to be talking about where your social is before the end of the show. I did want to, however, bring up your book because that's so exciting. I'm sorry about the overlay, but this is the best I can do. There you are. Oh, no. Oh, there it goes. So what she said. call myself beloved. A story of hope, healing, and coming home. You use that phrase a lot. Coming home. Please expand.
Ooh, nobody has ever asked me this question before, and it's the juiciest of all. I spent the first half of my life running away from myself and like people pleasing and trying to do the things that I thought everybody else expected of me. And spoiler alert, it didn't work. This notion of coming home, it's coming home to your true self. You know, Maya Angelou has this great quote about how we belong no place and we belong every place because we belong right here. And that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about this return to self. Who are you? Not who is your job, who's your husband, who's your wife, who, no. Who are you?
Right. Not the labels, none of the labels.
We're taking all the masks, all the hats, and really returning home. That's, I think, what this life is all about, is self-discovery and self-mastery. And so for me, it was really this voyage home to myself and really feeling that in the most embodied, peaceful way.
Yeah. You've got three children. Yeah. How is it that you're imparting all of this knowledge on them as they're are they going, Mom, please?
One of them is
we get it, Mom. We get it. You know, like, how's that?
Literally, like, stop coaching me.
Right.
Like, I'm not even. This is just who I am. This is just who I am. Yeah. I could be a mechanic and I would still do this, right?
But Mom, you're not supposed to be on TikTok, Mom.
And I have also 8-year-old twins and they love it. Like, they're just the most embodied, peaceful children who totally, if anything, it's almost a challenge for my kids because their communication skills are so incredible that it's almost hard to relate to other kids because they're like, what?
Of course. Well, isn't it important? Don't you think it's one of the first things we should be learning in school instead of some of the things they're teaching us? I mean, how to be in relationship with yourself and with others. I think there'd be a lot less, you know, bruised black eyes on the playground or something. Okay. You know, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad place to start. Is, you know, that, you know, parenting when they are so much younger, to impart this kind of information and this kind of education, I think is an extraordinary, it's quite a concept and it's a great idea.
We're all figuring it out, but so many adults don't even have the wherewithal to look inside and know the work needs to be done. So they just keep passing it down to their children. Right. And that's how we get to where we are.
Yeah. Hey, listen, by the way, you know, congratulations on beating the crap out of cancer. That's extraordinary right there. Do you want to talk about that, or you just want to like?
Okay, it was. I mean, cancer was not the defining moment of my life. I'm still growing out my hair from having been bald. I removed my breasts in a full mastectomy that invited. I thought it was going to steal my femininity. No, it was actually this invitation to go so much deeper
into
exploring what my femininity really means, especially as a single.
Oh, that is so extraordinary. That right there, I think, is 98% about, you know, what this interview is about, is just, you know, taking that deeper dive, no matter what it looks like. You know, again, removing all the labels and just, you know, as you're saying, and the work that you're doing is 100% authentic. And how much more authentic can you get than that?
I can take my top off for you, but I probably won't.
I mean, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. I don't know if it's going to make it through YouTube, but that's okay. So listen, divorce is never a happy place to be either. I mean, you know, here you are one after the other, after the other, after the, I mean, you know, there had to have been a moment that I think that was that turning moment for you, that switching moment that you said, okay, this is why I'm going through all this pain, because now I get it. I got it. And I got to go help other people. This is my life's mission.
Yeah. And, you know, divorce, I said, like, cancer is not really my story. It was a moment. Divorce is more my story. Like, I had a perfect life. It looked perfect on the outside. And it was so freaking lonely on the inside.
Yeah, wow.
You know, it was that turning point of looking around at my 7-bedroom house, my perfect family, my perfect kitchen, like all this perfection, and being like, none of this is enough for me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not enough for me. And then taking that action there to do the work that I needed to do.
Right.
And this is all I really want to talk about all day. So it naturally, it just naturally evolved. And, you know, as I get more healed and as I get more comfortable sharing that with people, and I learn about different kinds of people and what other people need to feel included and to really feel like their own best intense kind of growth, my business keeps going like, and scaling up, because it's such incredibly valuable work. And I'm not figuring out, because I'm still single, right? And I have these three kids. So I'm figuring out which teams to bring on and who to put in what place so that I can really support everybody at like every different price point as well.
Right. Awesome. I want to go back to the book a second because we touched upon that really quickly. So if somebody picks up the book, what can they expect? What are we talking about? I'm sure I know. I want you to tell us, but what is it that they're going to, what's the takeaway from the book? What's the most, do you think is the most important message here?
That yes, you fucking can. That whatever it is that you think you can't, yes, you must and you can.
Right. Yeah.
I say on the back of the book that it's equal parts memoir, self-help, and feeling like you're cozied up on the couch with a really
Exactly.
And that's literally what it is. That's what all the Amazon reviews say. That's what all the feedback to me personally has been. It's just, it's an equal parts of those. It's a life changer. I would say it's a self-love manifesto and put it on required reading list.
That's a great way of putting it too. And congratulations on the great success, because I think more books like this, you know, need to be read and they need to be written. There's plenty of room out there, you know, for everybody, because, you know, everybody's message is different and mine isn't going to resonate the way yours is, or, you know, and we go down, you know, the line there. And so I think that this is the kind of thing that especially, these are really different and challenging times.
Yeah.
And not that there haven't been before, you know, they always say, oh, you know, there's the new normal. Well, there was a new normal when the first day you went to school. There was a new normal when you left home and went to college. There was a new normal the day you got married. Mm-hmm. There was a new normal with your first child. So new normal is just about, it's about, you know, recalibrating, I think, and just, you know, making stuff happen. Yeah. And that's, again, to your point. Just freaking do it, you know, just do it. Yeah. Because I keep reminding everybody, we only have a finite amount of time on this planet. And, you know, each day is tick tock, tick tock, each day that passes. Yeah. So, you know, I know that I have lived in so much fear for so many things in my life that I really do at my best ability try to plow through now. Mm-hmm. But I get caught up on stuff too all the time. Mm-hmm. I call them my daily demons.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
I've got a lot of names for them, but I don't know. I always think of the notion of like next level, next devil, right? There's always some wound that needs attending to. My favorite antidote is that our feelings are just feedback, and that feedback is always giving us very valuable insight as to what still needs to be healed. So I always frame it back to, oh, what still needs to be healed?
Right. Where can we find you on social?
Lise Wilcox, everywhere. I'm most active on Instagram and YouTube at Lise Wilcox. Pinterest, a little bit on Facebook.
I love Pinterest. I have the time of my life on Pinterest. I don't get on there much because I don't have the time, but I love Pinterest. What else was I going to ask you? You know, I ask this frequently of entrepreneurs, and I ask them because most of the entrepreneurs that come on here are extremely successful. Mm-hmm. They, as we're talking about, and they have moments in life that were life-changing. And so apart from, I always say this to anyone, apart from getting married and apart from having your children, what would you say to date has been your crowning moment?
My crowning moment?
Yeah.
I set an intention in November 2018 to write a best-selling book that was going to change women's lives. Then I started chemo like 2 weeks later. And by August 11th, 2020, I had written a best-selling book. I sold hundreds of copies worldwide. And I literally followed through on my intention. And I wrote the book during chemo. And I was like, I'm a boss. Like, what else can I do?
Right? I know. So let me ask you this. What was it? Was it the day that, you know, you opened the box arrived at your front door and you're open? That was it.
This man knocked on the door.
I know.
He knocked on the door. He's like, I have a delivery for you in my car. And I was like, is it a big delivery? He was like, it's huge. I was like, you have my book. I told him the brief story. I started crying and he was like, this is so special. I want you just to enjoy it. Take as long as you want. So I'm crying in my driveway and he's like, we're talking about his life in India and my life here. Oh. By the end, we're hugging and taking selfies. You can see that on Instagram. It was like in the time of COVID, it was the most profoundly human connection I think I may have ever experienced.
Wow.
And I think that really added to it. That it was
so, you
like,
had a double whammy that day.
Yeah, it was a big double whammy.
This whole thing with this other person, and who knew it was going to be a delivery guy that had no damn clue who you were. Did you give him a book?
No, I didn't give him a book. I kind of regret it too.
Well, you know, you never know when you're going to run across him again. Right? Well, listen, that has been, I wish you great and continued success. I love that, you know, strong, powerful women that are out there helping other strong, powerful women and the other, and some that really need to become a little more strong, you know, strong and powerful, because it's okay. You are where you are and you're we find you where you're at, and you know, right?
We talk about community all the time and the sisterhood and women supporting women. This is what it means.
Yeah.
And this is what it looks like to actually help somebody.
Yeah.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and not for pretend either. Yeah. You know, not for pretend, like for real.
Yeah.
And because, you know, that's a whole nother chapter. I don't know where I wanted to go with that. I think I'll just.
I'm there with you. So anytime.
I'll just let that one go. But yes, absolutely. Women helping women straight across the board and being there in support and in love. And with Lise, for sure. Lise Wilcox, everybody. There's her ticker on the bottom. Go find her. Get with her. Work with her. Get the book. I mean, get the darn book already. Here it is one more time. To Call Myself Beloved.
And you can listen to it on audio now, too. It's me.
I know. It's like, I know.
It's trippy because it feels like I'm right beside you reading it to you.
No, it's a little trippy. I know. I'm sorry. It's the best that I could do with the technology that I have. I don't have, you know, crews of people doing, you know, graphic work behind me. But that's the way we roll around here. But we love what we do. And I can't thank you enough again for being on the show. I'm going to ask you to stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody that's watching and everybody that's listening. Everybody, you will get my newsletter. I know that you'll be finding all of the information you need to find there also. And I give you an appointment for next week when we will have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. In the meantime, we'll talk to you again. It's been Clarissa here in the Limelight. Bye.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube. And you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to inthelimelightmedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the Limelight.